What's up, y'all?
What up, peeps?
Welcome back.
Let's do this.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
I didn't even have a single crack.
3, 2, 1.
Nothing.
There you go. I got you. There we go.
What up, peeps?
How y'all doing?
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. I am your host, Gabrielle, joined by my co-host,
Chad. It's so quick. Chad Ryan.
You got Chad Ryan. Now we're going to go by Chad Ryan.
That's right. That's my new name in 2022.
Chad Ryan. Welcome. You guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's 20 freaking 22.
We know that's late to say, but it's first time back, so we got to say it, okay?
If your January has been anything like mine, this February is the start of the new year, okay? Because January was just a wash. Like, it went by so quick. Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Happy Chinese New Year. All of the things. Okay. Whatever else has happened. Speaking of Black History Month, I feel some kind of way because I asked Chad Jr. if his teacher mentioned anything about Black History Month, and he was like, no. And I feel some kind of way about this. And then I was trying to remember if we even talked about Black History Month in school. We did,
but I don't remember at what age. I remember in high school,
but
I don't remember in middle school or elementary. So I can't speak on that because I don't remember.
Right.
But I know high school.
I remember. Maybe it wasn't until high school, but I remember when I emailed. Was it his kindergarten teacher or his first grade teacher?
Yeah, we emailed like
y'all talking about Black History Month? She was like, no, they'll probably start talking about it in like third grade. So I was ready. Like, okay. Was the Black History conversation, and maybe, so far it's been nothing.
Maybe. Now, granted, he only had 2 days at school before the snowstorm came, and so he hasn't been back to school. So he was 1st and 2nd of February, he was at school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when he goes back. But it's one of those things where...
It's interesting.
It's a sad truth about America.
Also.
It shouldn't just be a one month per year thing. It should be something that's taught just on a regular basis.
Just period.
Because, you know,
true.
Black men and women have contributed to
everything.
America
in
every way that you can think of. So, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I don't even know why I'm expecting, you know, Indiana just, what is it, they fought the bill or they passed the bill. It's like going to ban critical race theory or they're on their way.
And it's a Republican state. We're not surprised.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Not surprised.
Are your kids talking about Black history in school? And if so, what grade are they in? Am I asking for too much for third graders to be talking about Black history?
We don't think so, but we'd love to know.
We'll probably just have to be talking about it at home. It's something that we're going to have to do regardless. But it'd be nice to have, you know, a mention of it or something. They'd be talking about everything else.
Maybe we can make that our dinner conversation.
Right.
Each night we can start a story and then like finish it.
Yeah, you know, or, that'd be,
you know,
nice.
Like a nice story about, you know, we pick up, maybe have Chad, you know, tell us which figure, give him like 3 or 4 options of like, who do you want to talk about?
Hmm.
And then, I don't know, we can think about it.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that. That was a random tangent, but because we're talking about Black History Month, it just made me think about that.
It's important though, because something that's important to us. I mean, we want, white history is taught every day, all day.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, why isn't Black history get the same amount of attention? Because it deserves just as much. True. So, anyways, that's
that was a random tangent. Maybe we should cue the music.
Yeah, let's cue the music.
Before we go any further.
Yeah, and then we'll get into this podcast.
Let's talk about the weather, because we are in the middle of what everybody was preparing for as the freaking apocalypse, okay? Like, things have closed. School was on e-learning.
We thought we were going to get skipped.
People was canceling appointments. Like, everybody closed today because we have snow that I don't even feel like is a lot of snow. Like, come on, we're in Indiana. We should be prepared for this. Like, it was confusing to me that everything was shutting down. Like, we didn't know how to handle snow. We probably have at this point, what, 4 inches, maybe?
No, we got more than that. I measured it about 2 hours ago. It was 4 inches.
It wasn't four inches. Was it?
Yes. I stuck the tape measure into it. It was 4 inches. So maybe
we have 5.
We're probably about 6 inches because it's snowing nonstop. Mm-hmm. So we probably got like 6 inches now. And it's supposed, right now it is 1329. So military time, 1329. If you don't speak that, then it's 1:29 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to stop snowing around 1915. Or 7:15 p.m.
Okay, so we have
another
amount.
6 hours of snow because we are in the middle. This is showing it. If you guys can see that, you can't at all.
Wait,
here we go. See the blue? See the blue right there?
Yeah.
That blue is the snow, and the dot. See the blue dot there?
They can't see no blue.
Maybe. Dot, you definitely, if you're listening, you definitely can't see it.
So if you are listening, come on over to Gay Babe TV. Well, yes. Don't go there because you'd see back a vlog. But
oh, there we go.
Turn the mic up. No, come on over to YouTube.
Yes.
And watch us at Let's Make Out Podcast. Yes. But you can watch Gay Babe TV too.
Yeah, definitely watch
Gay Babe TV. We are back to vlogging.
We are. We've been back to vlogging now, so for a couple weeks, and so we'll be back at this now too.
Yep. They still got their basketball game on Saturday.
Oh,
they canceled the practice. Siege's basketball team, but he still got game on Saturday.
But as of now, with the podcast, we will be back every other week.
Oh, yes. This year, we have scaled back to every other week.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we really, this year is important to us to have actual topics that we feel that maybe will bring something of value to you. Mm-hmm. And then once in a while, we'll sprinkle in our just sit here and talk type stuff that we do. But we also have talked about maybe having some guests, things of that sort during this year. So we'll
see. We've done no planning.
But that's also why we decided to go to it every other week.
Yeah. Because I guess can't be winging it every week for y'all.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta get our lives together.
Gives us more time to, you know, potentially schedule some things out and make sure we bring you something of value. Because it's important to us.
Yes. That's true. So yeah, as I was saying, we still don't have a plan because January was just a mess. Like, there were so many things happening in January, so many moving parts. Like, literally, we were off, but we were not off because there was just so much happening.
So much.
And now it's like, now we're back, but I don't particularly feel refreshed or like I had a break at all, to be honest. So yeah, it's just like back to it. So
get
our lives back on track. Yeah, at least try.
January was good though. I mean,
it was really good.
Really good. I mean, it's really fun month, but it just flew by.
It was fun. We took our first family trip of the year.
Yeah,
we went to Yellowstone.
Two vlogs on Gay Babe TV.
Completely different for us
because it was snow. Like,
yeah.
So we had to take. We had to buy. We live in a cold area, but we had to buy snow stuff.
Yes.
To go to a place and do, you know. But we ended up having a great time.
We did. We had a really good time.
I wouldn't have, you know, traded that trip for anything because we had a good time.
We did.
The kids had a blast.
Them kids, you would think they had never ever played in snow.
Oh,
and I was
goodness.
Thinking about this. Maybe Reagan
has never
played really
in
played in the snow.
That was first for her, and she loved it.
Oh my gosh, her and we had to pull them back inside. They had a whole afternoon where they were just eating the snow, playing in the snow, laying in the snow, making snowmen, like just doing
Reagan
all of the
didn't
things.
Go outside without eating the snow. So she knows to stay away from yellow snow. She knows that.
She just wanted to eat all
she
the
just was grabbing
snow.
Every time it was nice soft snow, she's like she'd be holding the chunk. It was the cutest thing ever. I loved it.
It was so cute. We went sledding for the first time.
Yeah.
I had never been sledding.
No, I'd never been sledding either. So
and that was a blast. Chad Jr. absolutely loved it. He did it like 30 times.
He had
the best time
we
ever.
We walked for 20 minutes to go eat breakfast to and from a place in the freezing weather and snow. But it was still, I mean,
it was an experience.
The experience was so much fun. I just, I look back on the trip, and that was like a trip where it wasn't like going to like a park or an amusement park or something like that, because there you're just going from ride to ride.
Right.
This was literally like, you know, like you're just experiencing nature. Mm-hmm. You're just experiencing like, you know, the simple things.
Yeah.
And it was just, but it was a really fun trip.
It was. It was completely out of our comfort zone because we don't normally vacation where it's cold.
But now we want to go to like,
or snowy,
Park City or like to Aspen and like, do like a.
Yeah, we really want to like do a ski trip. Probably not with the family. It'll probably be like a couple's ski thing.
The first one.
Yeah, I've never been skiing. Chad has been before.
It's been a long time. But
yeah. So it was cool.
We had a good time. But yeah. She's the cutest thing ever.
We got to see Yellowstone National Park. We did actually go into the park, and it was just beautiful.
Oh, my God. You can't explain the beautiful. Like, you just can't explain how beautiful nature nature is until you go to a place like that.
Man, I mean, and I'm not even a nature person, but
beautiful.
I'm not an outside person, and I was quite pissed off.
Man, I got the snowmobile for like 3.5 hours through the park. So much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, but basically, there's two vlogs over on Gay Baby TV that you can watch of our Yellowstone trip. Those are live, so go check those out. And I think they turned out pretty good. Get to see some cool stuff. If you've never been, if you have been, then you know, get reminisce with some of the stuff, some of your memories. But
yeah, so that was cool. And then right after we got back from that, I went to LA for like a 24-hour trip. I filmed Crafts and Cocktails season 2 with That Chick Angel. They have been on the podcast before. Angel and her husband Marcus have been a podcast guest before.
Theirs is called like in their, is this gonna cause an argument?
Yeah. We were on their podcast as well. But I had the best time, y'all. I had so much fun.
It's funny.
So much fun.
Because it's a show about where you're sitting and drinking cocktails.
Right, and you're making crafts.
So, I mean, you're literally, you're drinking alcohol, which, you know, hey, we grown, we can drink alcohol.
Woo, we was lit, honey.
And it was funny because I know Gabrielle enough to know when she's feeling it. Some people maybe not don't know her enough.
Yeah.
But she gets goofier. But so she was at that perfect point of this goofy Gabrielle
before it turned it too much. You know what I'm saying? We were done filming before it like hit me.
She went to a friend's house and that's when it hit her, and she called me and she was like, as soon as she answers the FaceTime, I knew where she was at as soon as she answered, because I was like, she answers like, hey,
you know, you get loud. She, and you get all,
I was like, oh, you
well, feel, I get loud.
I was like, you feeling it, huh? She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I am so drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the cutest thing.
Angel had me messed up, but it was just so much fun. So look out for that season 2. You, whenever they release it, I think maybe in the spring. If you are a part of her Patreon family, you could already watch it. But yeah, it was just, it was a blast. So I was there for like 24 hours or so. I got to hang out with Sparkle and Curtis, my homies, my old roommates, you know, y'all know my peeps from LA. So yeah, it was just, it was great. And then came back, and then that following weekend, we went to Austin.
That's right.
Because Babe did his half marathon.
I want, yes, I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I want to step back for a second.
What?
Speaking of Patreon.
Oh,
so yes. We've toyed with this idea over the last 4 or 5 years.
We have.
And we've never really wanted to, you know, just do it just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like we've thought of some things that if we decide to start a Patreon and we offered, you know, just a simple $5 membership, and some of the things we were thinking about, I just want to know your thoughts as our viewers, right?
Yeah.
You know, viewers of both the podcast and some of you, you know, maybe watch us on Gay Baby TV as well. One of the main things we were thinking about was, you know, live inclusions to
the podcast.
So you could watch us film the podcast live. So you'll get it in the moment, you know, and
participate.
And, maybe there'll even be like some live Q&A, stuff like that. But but as a Patreon member, a Patreon family, you know, you'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then also some other, like, you know, maybe, you know, if we drop merch, maybe you get some exclusive access to it before we actually drop it to the public, because we do have some stuff that we want to drop soon.
Also, I was thinking, as a Patreon member, like, you would have priority access to the Ask Gabe and Babes, and if you would even be down to, like, join us where we could hear you.
You could.
tell your issues. Because I feel like when you guys send in your Ask Gabe and Babes, there's only so much information you can give us in the email.
Maybe we could actually talk one-on-one. Yeah,
like, that would also be something that we would do.
Yeah, and then, you know, if we have any kind of, like, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff from Gabe Babe TV, like bloopers or things that didn't make the vlog, or if we're going to do something, we want to give you a behind-the-scenes access to something.
Just completely different.
That's not going to be on Gabe Babe TV. So some of those things are ideas. So we would love to know... if you could, in the comments, say, would you be down? Mm-hmm. Would you be down to invest $5 a month? Or I think, you know, or you can get like a discount if you pay for the whole year or whatever. But for something like that, because that would be a little bit extra for us to do, which we'd be happy to do. But obviously want to make sure that, you know, it's beneficial to you.
Yeah, and it's worth it for us as well. Would be interested in. Also, speaking of like subscription stuff, like subscription things. Did you see that Instagram is now releasing subscriptions? Like, that's going to be a thing.
Really?
Where people can pay monthly for exclusive, like, they'll get a badge and, like, exclusive stories and lives and...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't have it yet. Like, I think they're just testing it right now. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm just curious about people's... I don't know. What am I going to say?
View
on it. Yes. Because like, I think the hold up with us with Patreon too, is like, I don't ever want to feel like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm doing this for free now. So it's like, would people really pay to watch me do the same stuff that I'm doing for free? Or would they be like, girl, you crazy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I would love to know your thoughts about that.
Yeah. I think that's, so I really wanted to put that out because she said Patreon.
But I do want to make sure it is of value. Also, yeah. I'm not trying to just take your money to do the same stuff that we've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
But it has
to be worth it.
Absolutely. Some of the stuff we mentioned, you know, like that, you know, joining us and things of that sort for the podcast, things like that, we would definitely be down to do. But we want to make sure that that's something you guys would want. So please let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Email, whatever.
Yeah.
If you would like that and if you would be willing to, you know, be a Patreon member. You can say yes or no. We just want to know.
Yeah. Like, just curious.
Curious.
Because we got it all set up and everything, and we just never, like, released it because we were like,
because we don't want to take advantage. Like, we care about.
Yeah. I don't want to sour any relationships. Or, you know, because you guys are like our peeps. You are like family. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, So. Wanted to get your opinion on that. We also have another favor we would love for you guys. Sorry, we're asking. Well, I feel like we're asking a lot of things, but we give a lot. So help us out here.
Yes, hopefully.
We have talked about how we have been writing our book, the book proposal.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to the point where it is ready to now be put out there into the atmosphere. And our literary agent has asked us if we would be able to provide, like, just some testimonials, something from our peeps, like... If we have helped you in any way in the relationship space with your family, like in any way, and you would be willing to just write up a short blurb, give like a testimonial of how we have helped you, we would be so gracious. And you guys can... So gracious. Yeah, so grateful. We would be so grateful.
Be gracious of you.
Yeah, if you would do that. And... You can email it into us. You can just put it in the comments if you're watching this. Like, just how Gabe and Babe has helped you through anything.
Anything.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And don't feel obligated, but we're just asking if have in your heart to and we have done something to where it's really, you know, helped
been beneficial,
you,
yeah.
Then we would just really be thankful if you would send that so that we can include that. Because we know that we've heard amazing stories and we've been so humbled by some of the stuff we've heard.
Yeah.
But we really would love to be able to put that with our book proposal, with our agent to then shop off and prayerfully, you know, if God willing, we get something that you're all going to be a part of.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about. So that's a good one.
Anyway, whether it's been on the podcast, Ask Gabe and Babe, or just watching Gabe Babe TV, like whatever, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think that's the last thing we'll ask of you for this.
Last thing we will ask you to listen to our first sponsor. We have two today, so first sponsor.
What's the first sponsor?
And then we'll talk about Austin.
Okay.
So we have two. I think that I'll do this first one, even though you've been doing it. But this one right here is a
It's
I'll about women for okay. women. So I think that's one that she definitely would cover.
Yeah.
First sponsor today is Noom. Gabrielle has spoke about Noom a few times, mm-hmm. and she's actually using the app. Mm-hmm. I've not used it yet, but Gabrielle seems to like
you need
it.
You need to really get on there.
I want to get on there. It's
straight
just
beneficial. I am a huge fan, and it's Noom Mood, or is it just Noom?
Like it's, Noom Mood, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Noom Mood. I've talked about this a couple times or a few times before. I'm still using it. I still love it.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It's awesome.
No, she does, and I want to, I keep just forgetting. So I need to get on it. but basically, you know, stress and anxiety are huge in everybody's life, especially in the last couple years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been, you know, I know we felt it. I'm sure some of you have felt it. And you know, it's just something that we want to move past.
Yeah.
And to, you know. So basically, learning to manage daily stress and anxious thoughts is something we all want, like I mentioned. But knowing where to start, knowing where to begin is all you hear about is just therapy, right? You know, but there are other things that you can do as well. Therapy's great, but Noom Mood, it gives you a guide to your mental wellness. Mm-hmm. So it gives you tools that you need to tackle stress, so you'll feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you. You know, and basically, so with Noom Mood, you'll take a journey like with this guided approach that really works on shifting your mindset, mm-hmm. you know, right? So it's so with just a few minutes a day, you can start really correcting your thinking towards certain situations that might be bringing you stress and anxiety. There's dedicated coaches and a support system that will be helping you along the way. So you're not in it just with the app. You actually have people that are there to help you through this journey. Again, Gabrielle, she can talk about some of the, you know.
Maybe. I love it. So, like, they have different tools. So, it's like a 12-week, I think it's 12 weeks. And, like, every week you explore different tools to help you manage your stress and anxiety. And you decide at the end of the week, like, you work on this tool for a full week. So, like, one of them I had was to create, like, space of fit, like, 15 minutes a day where you just do nothing, or you know what I'm saying, nothing that's like phone related, but maybe you meditate, or maybe you just sit and read a book or a magazine, or maybe you just sit in silence. But every day you practice doing that tool, you learn how it helps you to manage your anxiety and your stress. Okay. And then at the end of the week, you get an opportunity to decide if this is a tool you want to keep doing. So they give you, like, each week you get a different tool and you decide, like, oh, this was helpful for me, or maybe not so much. And if you decide to keep it, you add it to your toolbox. So then the hope is that by the time you finish going through this, you'll have different methods.
You built like a toolbox.
Help you build, you know, to help you manage this stress and anxiety that you have.
That's pretty cool.
It's been really awesome. And they have, like, articles and like reading materials that you do every day, just to kind of, like, it's educational. It just teaches you about, you know, our emotions and our feelings and our mindset. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, I can't speak enough about it. I really love it.
No, that's absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, with that, that's one of the things they mentioned, you know, the one size does not fit all, mm-hmm. right? So you're going to navigate, you can navigate that program at your own pace. So I think that's, you know, important to know that you're not being just pushed through something.
Yeah.
Like, you take the time that you need to really figure out and build that toolbox, mm-hmm. that Gabrielle was talking about. So some of you
You don't miss it. So, like, because there have been, like, even a week or two where I haven't even opened it, and it just picks right back up where you left off.
Good.
So it's not going to keep going without you.
That's
you
nice.
Know
I
what I'm saying? Like, so it's, you know, like, if I left off in the middle of one tool in the middle of the week, like, when I pick it back up, it'll pick me up right where I left off. So I don't feel I have to be behind the curve. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. So another one of their products that you might have used or maybe heard of was Noom Weight Loss. Mm-hmm. So, like, Noom Weight. So that has helped millions of people. So that's why Noom Mood, they really put enough effort and time and development into to try to help tackle stress the same way that they're doing weight. So basically, we wanted you to check out Noom Mood. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/LMO. Mm-hmm. That's noom.com/LMO. You know, you get a, you get your trial at noom.com/LMO. We want you to check it out.
Check it out.
And let us know if you already have or if, you know.
Yeah, and how you've been enjoying it. Absolutely. If you have. So.
All right.
Yes.
Austin.
So, Austin.
Man.
Guys, we had such a good time.
Such a good trip. So, I literally, I talked about this, training for this, like, right after Ironman. You know, that was going to be something that I started training for. And I did, but then I got sick. It wasn't COVID, thank the Lord, but I still, like, the season changed, I got sick, that always happens with me, I don't know why, it stinks, I mean, and so, it took me off my running, and really just kind of lost a little bit of motivation, for a little while, and so I was undertrained, it was a half marathon, 13.1 miles, undertrained, but I knew that I could still go out there and run 13.1 miles. My goal was to run the entire time, keep my heart rate below 160, and that was my two goals. And so I met both of those goals. I finished in like a 2:21:20 or something like that, which is the same time that I did in the half Ironman in Muncie. That was the same exact almost half marathon time. So I'm okay with that, man. You know, for not running and not doing a half marathon since
then,
since my half marathon, pretty much, I'm okay with that. It means that my body is still in a good position, and I've been training again. I'm full Ironman training now but yeah, the race was good. I had a good time. It was an exclusive feeling, like because only 200 racers were there. 175 people could sign up for it, and he had like 25 like VIPs, like, you know, friends of the company, stuff like that he allowed to come, and it was great because I got to meet Nick Bear, who's the owner of BPN, who I've talked with on, you know, Instagram a ton, but it was really cool to meet him and him to be like, hey, it's great to finally meet you, you know, and it felt good because of someone that I do, you know, really really inspired by. Just based on his business mindset and the way that he treats his team and stuff like that. So it was really cool to meet some of the other guys there. Yeah. And then I met a ton of people at the race. So the race was only racers could go. So Gabriel, unfortunately, couldn't come to me because it was at this ranch. The biggest beef ranch in America, apparently. Beautiful. I mean, beautiful. And so she couldn't come. There's an after party after. She couldn't come, unfortunately.
But it was cool. I had brunch at this place called Snooze.
She did.
The bomb. I ran into some peeps. Shout out to y'all.
She got to eat. She got to work out. She got to spend a really good alone time, which, you know, we value in our relationship. We value the time that you need to yourself as well. So, but it was great. I mean, you know, the VIP treatment, like, we got there. There was a coffee truck there, and like, you literally just keep going back. Oh, I had a couple like salted caramel lattes. I wish you could have had. They were so good. Yeah, super. I mean, you know, just food and, I mean, stuff after. And I got to meet some other people that I, you know, a Super Bowl winning punter was there.
Oh, really?
I ran with him for a couple minutes during the race. Yeah, so it was dope.
Was good.
But then outside of that, we just spent time like together. We went to a museum.
We went to the LBJ Museum, Lyndon B. Johnson. What does the B stand for? Lyndon Bain Johnson. Okay.
Yeah, and then we did that. We filmed a reel for our Friday dance reels.
Oh yeah, we started doing Friday dance reels. 2022 is all about the dancing. So.
And on C-Rater 12, I put one up today
of the bloopers
of your boy so trying funny. To dance because she's so a bit funny. Better than I am, just a bit, tiny bit.
But you be keeping up, Shouter. You be keeping up.
I'm getting better. All I gotta do is follow the booty. I get it.
Yeah, so it was great. Like, we had facials for the first... Well, I had a facial years ago.
I never had a facial.
But I've never had, like, a spa facial.
It was nice.
You know what I'm saying?
It was actually
really nice, relaxing. I fell asleep, too, because we waited to the last minute, so there were no massages left, but we wanted to experience the spa.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, we'll just book facials and see how that
goes. That gave you access for the whole day in the spa.
Yeah, and it was great.
I needed it. My legs were rough.
Yeah.
So I needed that.
Oh, yeah, because there was like a hot tub.
A hot tub, a sauna, a steam room. I needed all of that.
Yeah.
A massage would have been good, but the other stuff helped. So
speaking of, I think we were talking about scheduling maybe a massage for Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't normally celebrate Valentine's Day like that.
No, last year I cooked something in the house, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know. We might.
Yeah. I plan on probably doing like a, you know, cooking something for dinner and stuff like that. We have a date the next weekend.
That weekend.
So, yeah, we'll pretty much,
yeah,
you know, we'll. But yeah, we're talking about doing a massage because we haven't got a couple's massage in a while now.
Look, we need to see if we can get in because we were talking about this because I was trying to get us a massage while we were there. And I'm like, I waited till the last minute. Like, folks be on it. I was looking for dinner reservations for like not on Valentine's Day, but like the Saturday before. And all of our favorite places were like booked. And I'm like, dang, we got to get on this earlier. We just been going and going and going. It was like an afterthought. And then I'm like, oh, do we want to do something for Valentine's Day? We should probably do something and figure it out. So, but yeah, like we had such a good time. We ate all of the things. Austin has so much to do, so much to eat, so much to see. I feel like we were not there enough to experience all of what it had to offer.
Gabrielle bought a cowgirl hat.
I bought a hat. It's not a cowgirl hat. It's like a fashion hat.
It's a fashion.
But it was an expensive hat. It was a Stetson.
Which is a really big... And I wanted a hat. You should have bought the hat you tried on. I wanted a hat.
Loved that hat in that reel.
Did they really?
You should have bought that hat.
People were saying that hat is fly. You should have bought it.
Do you remember the style of it? You don't even remember what style it was.
I don't know for sure. I love. I mean, when we go out for the Ambassador Weekend for the BBN,
yeah, we'll go back.
Then we can go back. But you know, I love. The thing is, like, cowboy hats are comfortable. Like, they're very comfortable. Like, they keep the sun out your eyes. But it's like, it's one of those things where I toy with, like, am I going to wear it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he bought two, like, ball caps.
I'm like, I mean, I could do some Yeezys in a cowboy hat. I'll do my thing, right? But her hat's cute. She had it fully built. It'll be on the vlog here soon.
It's so fly.
She like had it fully
customized. The little thing around it. I even put like a little gold G initial like pin. I love my hat, okay? And I'm going to wear it because it cost me a lot of money, okay? so I am going to wear it.
It's funny, like, it's so big because of her hair.
I had to get the biggest size.
So, like, when I put it on my hat, on my head, only part that touches is right on the top. Like,
right, the sides it can just move.
It just moves.
I'm like, dang, it's
like, I move and it's just like going like this.
It's not even that my head is that big. It's just all these braids and the wig and everything else. So
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, so we had a very eventful January, and I'm looking forward to a low-key February. We don't have any travel planned until like mid-March. So, and then spring break in April. So, that could always change, but right now, February is going to be pretty low key.
Right now it's low key. Yeah. We'll get March going. We've got some potential trips coming up, some personal and business trips coming up. So that's exciting. We love to travel, so we're going to definitely do that. We definitely want to get out of this weather. I mean, it's literally snowing still, y'all.
It is coming down.
Like, it's crazy.
I mean, shelves at the store were empty. Like, you would think it was the start of the pandemic because you remember when the shelves was just clear.
I remember when I went to the store to get some ground turkey and there was no meat at all. And the guy reels a cart out of like hamburgers and like
masses.
Swarmed.
Yeah.
Masses swarmed it. So I grabbed one real quick.
That's crazy. I went Tuesday. Kroger did not have any chicken, no turkey, no pork. All they had were like a few packages of beef, like burgers and some steaks, and that was it. Like, everything else was gone. I was like, what? Y'all think y'all ain't never going back to the store? Like, come on. Now I'm like, dang, I should have bought some pizza stuff for tomorrow. Hopefully somebody delivers for Pizza Friday.
They're clearing the roads. I mean, they're going to clear the roads.
Yeah, so it should be good tomorrow.
Especially where we live. Like, they'll clear the roads.
I was supposed to have a hair appointment today. It got canceled. Well, got rescheduled for tomorrow afternoon. So, But yeah, that's basically what's been going on with us. A whole lot of things. Just a whole lot of things. So,
yeah, it's...
Yeah. But we're back. And it's going to be a good new year. 2022. I still don't feel like I'm usually really slow when it comes to, formulating goals and things like that for the new year. I typically take January to do that. But even this January was so busy, I haven't had a chance to do that. So I feel like by the end of the month, I should have solidified, like, just my attack and focus for the year, absolutely, my word of the year, like all of that stuff. So yeah, I just haven't had a chance to do that yet. And if you're like me and you haven't had a chance to do that yet, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. You got time. And sometimes, you know, I was even talking to my therapist and she was like, it could be okay to just say that by the end of the first quarter, you'll know. Like, it don't have to be right now. So take your time, figure it out. You have time.
Don't feel like so pressured to like know right off the bat. Like, you know, you're not a business that needs to have like, you know, that like, oh, we got to turn these into our shareholders, like our objectives for the year. Like, it's okay for you to have some ideas and kind of flesh them out slowly and make sure they're even stuff you want to do.
Exactly.
Like, don't just be like, oh, you know, this year I'm going to become a runway supermodel.
Right.
Like, do you even want to do that?
Or
like,
whatever. Or I want to start a business. Do you really want to start a business? Or you feel like the Instagram entrepreneurs make you feel like you ain't doing it if you ain't starting a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to really think about our goals and where did they stem from? Are our goals really our goals? Or is it just because you're inundated with everyone else having these same goals that you feel like that's the next thing you should be doing?
Yeah.
And I've had to do that. It's like, do I really want to be doing this? Or do I want to be doing this because this is all I see on Instagram? So it seems like that's what I should be doing. Yeah,
don't be
in
a date with your goals, okay? Don't be in a date with your goals. Don't be dating your goals. You don't know what kind of people they are.
Did I say it
You
right?
said it right.
Oh, just, okay.
You don't know what kind of people they are going on dates.
Yeah,
it's like blind
sometimes
dates.
you just gotta step back and be like, what do I really want?
Yeah, and that blame. We just had a conversation before we got on this podcast. Tears and everything.
Literally. We just, had our own therapy session like therapy before session we recorded.
Of just emptying our hearts, talking about like, you know, like what we want to achieve and like, you know, what we feel like we want to achieve and like what we want to do better at.
Yeah.
Even down to
the simple things as in like just having a routine.
Having a routine. It's, and those simple things really do pay dividends.
Yes.
But the simple things aren't always the easy things to do. So, you know, so I think that's we've identified that we want to get a little bit simpler.
Yeah.
With just our routine. Have a routine that we stick to, we work on together. And just go from there, like, you know, like we, you know, and I think that that's okay. But like, we don't expect each other to have this like list of five goals, you know, for this quarter, for next quarter. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. But like,
that's not where we are right now.
Right now we're on.
We're just taking it one day at a time. Okay.
Absolutely. And that, I think that's okay. So just be easy on yourself. Understand this. And you know, if you have to have a good cry about it, have a good cry about it.
Cry it out. Okay. We was both in tears. Yeah, today's just been an emotional day for me. I've been crying. And then when we started talking, he was crying. I was like, okay, Lord. We just cry babies today.
No, and I love it because we get to do that together.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, men, it's okay to cry.
It's totally okay.
It's okay to cry. It actually, to me, it makes you more of a man if you can release your emotions to the woman that you've given your heart to.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a woman you've given your heart to, even to your, if you have a close friend
or your
family member
or therapist, like
whoever.
Like showing that you have emotions doesn't make you weak. Mm-mm. I think it makes you stronger because it shows that you're willing to, you know, protect, you know, and be the man that you need to be, but then also you're willing to, you know, not be that big manly man when you need to release your emotion to someone.
Yeah.
Be vulnerable, because that's strength. Vulnerability is strength.
I agree.
So
let's see what else. Let's get into some questions. We haven't done any questions.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and get the last sponsor here?
I guess I'll get into our final sponsor of this episode, and we have also talked about them as well, and so let's get checked. So we have talked about this with ladies, like our hormones and fertility. There's always something going on.
Woo, those in hormones.
I know, as we were talking about crying, there's always something going on in that area. And, you know, like we experience things like irregular periods and acne and PCOS and all of the things. And sometimes you just need to know what's going on in your body. You just kind of really need to know what it is so you can create a plan of attack. And, you know, this is where Let's Get Checked comes in. And speaking of that, there's over 5 million women in the U.S. who have PCOS, and 50 to 75% are unaware that they have it. So, you know, Let's Get Checked is an at-home PCOS test that can measure your key hormones that help you control, like, all the essential functions. So, like, our hormones, they have a hand in everything. Ovulation, menstrual cycle, weight, metabolism, like, all of the things. So, it is very helpful to know your levels, know what they're looking like, know if something needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
So, you know, Let's Get Checked. It gets you covered. It's an at-home testing company that makes it easy and confidential to check those levels from the comfort of your home without the awkwardness or uneasiness of visiting a clinic. So what you do is you go on there, you order the test kit. When the test kit arrives, you you know, it's a small discreet package, and you know, do a finger prick, send it all in, and then in 2 to 5 days you get your results, and a Let's Get Checked nurse is available to like discuss it with you. So they don't just give you a results and so you know, send you on your own. Like literally, you know, they're reviewed by a physician, they're released onto your dashboard, and if you have results that are outside of like the normal ranges, then a nursing team will contact you and, you know, help you discuss the lab report. So it's really really beneficial. The laboratories are CLIA approved, which is the highest rank of, you know, accreditation that they could have.
Yeah.
And they have performed over 2 million at home tests. So you don't have to worry about your results because they are fully confidential. And it's just, you know, it's just good to know where you sit at. So even better, our listeners, you can get 30% off of your entire order with the code MAKEOUT. So just visit letsgetchecked.com and enter in MAKEOUT at checkout. That's so
right. I think it's a great idea.
Let us know how it goes. So yeah, once I get all of mine done, I'll tell you all about it. But yeah.
Yeah, no, this is great. I mean, this is something that, like, you know, everybody, you know, deals with hormonal changes, right? And so it can definitely explain why some things, why you could be feeling ways or things. Because I think that's a great way to, you know, to get checked.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to do some questions.
Yes.
We're going to do a couple questions.
And then we'll
Close out for the day.
Close out for the dizzy.
Let's see. So I've got this 3,000 question. Okay. So pick a number between 1 and 3,000. Like Andre.
1,412.
Jeez Louise, this is going to take me forever to scroll through.
Well, you shouldn't have given me such a large range.
I know, right? How do I go? Okay, 1,000 and what?
412.
Okay. Oh, I was close. Yes, you should. 1,412.
She's so rough when she be switching stuff. I know, she's mad.
If you could name a new shape, what shape would it be and what would you call it?
What shape what would I call it?
If it's a new shape, there's nothing that you could compare to. I guess what would you want it to look like?
It'd be the shape of Gabriel's booty. And I'd call it the
I'm totally not expecting that.
What can I call it?
Oh my goodness. You are crazy. The G round.
That's a good one, the G round. I like that. I like that. The G round. I like that.
You are so funny. Okay, for the G round. The new G shape. Round.
New shape.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Coming soon to me, but not to anybody else, okay? It ain't coming soon to nobody else. I'm the single beneficiary of the G round.
I cannot.
Okay?
That is so funny.
Okay, what number?
Okay, I'm going to do 2,222 in honor of yesterday, which was 2/2/22. What do your face look like now? These kids, I don't even know what they watching, but it is on theater.
2,000 what?
Theater level. 2/2/22.
That's ridiculous. All right. Did you ever try to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
Is this a legit question?
It's a legit question.
No.
Wow, that's never. Dumb. That's why you never.
Can you even get to the bottom of a rainbow? I feel like you can't even get to the bottom of a rainbow.
Yeah, I tried.
You have not.
I mean, I've driven in the way. I was like, "Where's the end of this bed?" Oh, dang! I dropped a book. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, let's see.
Well, just give me 22, 23.
What movie would you watch if you wanted to have a good cry?
That's a good one. What movie would I watch? You know, we know that that's the movie you would watch at any moment to a good cry, a good laugh, a good. Right. He loved the Titanic. Yeah. You know, here's the thing about me. I don't watch a lot of movies over. Like, I have my favorites mm-hmm. that I watch, but even my favorite movies, I don't watch them a ton.
No.
So I'm always laughing at Babe because he literally on the plane back from Austin, he's watching The Karate Kid. I mean, like, of all the things on the Delta Entertainment, you watching this old ass Karate Kid movie. It was just so random.
Wax to me. On, wax off, girl.
It was so random. So I don't know what I would. First of all, I'm never gonna turn on a movie and be like, oh, I need a good cry. But two movies that come to my mind that I will always cry at when I watch, which is one is Titanic. I cannot watch Titanic without crying. But Beaches and The Notebook. Those are some heavy, deep, down in your bones cry type of movies. Like where you be snotting and carrying on at the end. Those two movies will always bring the waterworks.
You know, true story, like inspirational movies about a triumph, you know, will always make me mm-hmm. cry. Like when I'm so excited for something, like for some, you know, something happening in a movie, that'll make me cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we cried.
What's that one we watched?
Lone Survivor in the movie theater. At the end, because it showed the pictures of the all the men that, you know, that lost their lives.
Yep. Time to get Siege off the bus if he actually didn't have a e-learning day today.
Yeah, but like Lone Survivor, the story about the Navy SEALs that, you know, only one of them survive. But like it was talking of, you know, having shown the pictures of those guys mm-hmm. with their families. You know, it's emotional. You know, so that we were both sitting there at the end of that crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, those would be mine too.
Okay.
All right. Give me another number.
2112.
All these 12s. What one thing do you do to reduce the level of stress in your day?
Play with my G round.
So that's why I know the answer to that.
Yeah. You know, give it a squeeze, give it a, you know, something else.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, it's definitely a stress relief. Okay?
Yes, have a good time with
that good old.
Good time with my G rounds. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a quick answer. Okay, let's go with 2333.
Okay. What's the best thing since sliced bread?
Sliced cheese.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I figured she'd say that. Something about some cheese.
Sliced cheese, right? Come on.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else. I mean, there's a lot of great things, but the internet.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably, like.
I mean, sliced bread is one of those things where, like, you give me a loaf, I just eat it.
Yeah, like.
I don't need it sliced. Give me a loaf.
Well, if you want a sandwich.
I mean, you just rip it apart. Rip it apart again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need a slice. That's a luxury that some of us didn't have back in 1983.
You are so funny. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, you got me another number?
Oh, no. Last question on both sides, y'all.
Okay.
2312.
Didn't we do that one?
No, sweetie. The 2212.
Where do you display the most fragile ornament or trinket in your home? You don't even have fragile ornaments or trinkets.
2313.
That's not a good one for you either.
11.
What should be the next hands-free gadget? You're coming up with all of the things on your questions today. What should be the next hands-free gadget?
I mean,
hands-free gadget.
Good question.
That is a good question. Should be like a hands-free remote. I don't even know what that would look like. Or how that's even possible.
Yeah, I don't either.
You just push it in the air. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah,
I don't know. All
right.
I don't know. I'm going to do 2,500.
Okay, 2,500.
2,500. For Shundo.
What dream or nightmare have you had more than once?
I don't have reoccurring dreams or nightmares. 2501.
What household chore do you like doing the least?
All of them. I was just talking about this on my Instagram. Because what I've realized is that our cleaners, they're just that. They're just cleaners. Like, they don't do... I clean up before they come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do all the straightening up before they come so that they can just come in and clean.
Yeah.
Like, sweep, mop, bathrooms, wipe down, dust, all of that stuff. But the actual putting things away, I cannot stand it. So I need someone who can help me put the things away.
True.
Who know where things go and can straighten up for me. So I was talking about this on my Instagram, and a lot of peeps were telling me that I need a housekeeper. Someone who comes in once or twice a week and puts things away. Mm. Which I don't think I realized was different from a cleaner. Like, I didn't put the two and two together. Like, you just think, yo, I have a house cleaner. But she is just that, cleaning the house. But she also, like, I was also talking about how she, it took her a long time to even load the dishwasher before she would just move the dirty dishes out the sink, wipe down and clean the sink, and then would set them right back in there. And it's like, you can't even load the dishwasher? Now she loads the dishwasher. But I clean up so much before she comes that there aren't any dishes for her to even put in a dishwasher, because I do that before she gets here. And it's like, what the hell am I paying for? I need somebody who gonna put the dishes in the dishwasher. If I got a couple of items on my from my closet on the floor, hang them back up in the closet. I don't think she would do that.
Yeah, so exactly. And, you know, obviously that takes a learning curve, you know, but like
somebody who knows where things go. Yeah, so, obviously.
But we're okay to show people something.
Yeah,
but
it's just,
we need somebody that actually does that piece.
I can do it. I can clean my own house. I can straighten up and put things back where they belong. I do it. But I'd rather pay somebody to do it. Honestly, I'd rather just use that time to do something else. So I'm on the hunt for a new house cleaner.
Or we can also bless somebody else that really enjoys doing that stuff.
And I'll keep my cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that really enjoy doing that. I would love someone to come in. Actually, I do have somebody that's going to come in at the end of the month. She actually worked with us when we were at the apartment years ago. Help us like declutter and come up with systems for things, because it's for one, we have too much stuff.
Yeah.
But also everything doesn't have a designated spot. So it just kind of spills over into.
We need everything to have a home.
A home and a system. Like mail, we don't have a system for the mail. It comes in, we put it on the table, it gets moved from the table to the counter, back to the table, to the counter. Then we'll eventually go through it and throw it away. But the papers we want to keep, mm-hmm. they just get stuffed in a drawer. So it's like no system.
So,
I am on the search for a new possible new cleaner and a housekeeper. Somebody who can come and help me put things up. So, yeah. I don't know how it'll go. I'll keep you posted. But yeah, I just don't like it. It's not my wheelhouse. Some people don't like to cook, and they therefore hire a chef. I don't like to clean, so I therefore want to hire people to come and do it for me. So, and the amount of time it takes to clean my house, like literally, if I clean my house from top to bottom, it's going to take me a good 4 hours. I don't have that kind of time. I just don't want to spend that kind of time doing it.
We want to spend that time doing other things.
I want to spend that. I can do that. Spend that time resting or doing money making, money generating activities. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, none of them. I don't like to clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Long-winded answer.
I'm with you.
Right, he don't either. So that's why our house be looking a mess when the cleaners ain't been here, because don't even one of us want to do it.
Exactly. So, but that's why there's people out there that enjoy doing that, absolutely. And we would love to be able to pour into them.
I would love to bless someone.
So there we go.
Take all my money. Do it. Well, maybe not all of it. All of it.
But yeah. So
anyway,
hopefully you enjoyed.
Yes. We don't have any Ask Gabe and Babes for this week. I do think we do still have some in the inbox, so we'll come back with those on our next episode. But if you have any situations, dilemmas, anything you want our advice on or our unprofessional opinion, send them on over to letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com and put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject, so we know you want us to cover it on the podcast.
Absolutely. But we appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you're listening to it. We would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Let's make out. You already give the socials?
No. But Let's Make Out Podcast. Y'all can find us on Instagram. We ain't putting none over there anyway. So
yeah, exactly. Not really. But
you can find us on this good YouTube channel or wherever they play podcasts. We're pretty much on every podcast.
Platform.
Yes, that's the word. And don't forget a testimonial.
Testimonial.
We've done anything for you and you want to share it?
Please, testimonial. So you can email it over, leave that in the comments, whatever. Yes. And then the Patreon. We just want to know. Something you'd be down for?
Yay or nay.
Yay or nay.
All right, y'all.
Jinx, Gabriel.
Bye.